And finally this evening, a seminar has just opened in Liverpool, England, looking at migration as a phenomenon that provides new opportunities for evangelisation and solidarity. The event is jointly sponsored by the Council of European Bishops' Conferences, COMESE, and the Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar. Linda Bordoni is in Liverpool and sends this report.
European and African bishops are gathered here in Liverpool to shine the light on the odyssey and predicament of millions of African men, women and children who leave their homes to escape war or famine or simply in search of a better future for themselves and for their families. Archbishop Patrick Kelly of Liverpool, who is hosting the event, stressed that there are two main reasons Liverpool is the right place for the event. It is this year's European Capital of Culture and is therefore more than ever a crossroads for exchange and the widening of horizons. But above all, historically, Liverpool is closely tied to Africa because of its strategic position in the triangle of the lucrative slave trade to which this part of England owes much of its prosperity. Part of the seminar's aim, therefore, Kelly said, is to recognize this truth and the tremendous debt we owe Africa. Another reason the seminar is particularly timely is in the global financial crisis that is putting more and more pressure on the poorer strata of society, thus exacerbating social unease and intolerance. The bishops are giving the seminar a decidedly pastoral tone, and it foresees many moments of prayer in communion with the locals, who are also going all out to prepare lunches and dinners for the guests, in the true spirit of the seminar's theme, "I was a stranger and you made me welcome." In Liverpool for Vatican Radio, I'm Linda Bordoni.